Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. So good. I'm Dr. Pat, and I don't introduce myself that often. And I was reminded that Benny and Olivia and Kent and everybody else knows who I am. But apparently we have a lot of new listeners, and I'm going to get back into the habit of doing what Benny says I do so well. Welcome, 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 everybody.
You nailed it.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, we've got some great guests here joining us today, but I want to take a moment, Benny and Olivia and Kent and Daniel, whoever is there. I got to talk about tomorrow, and I don't usually jump ahead, but I'm not going to be able to talk about tomorrow. And congratulations, Olivia. I know you can't chat, but if you could, you'd be like doing a happy dance. Kind of cool stuff tomorrow. First of all, February 22nd, if my sister was still with us, that would be her birthday. And so it has always had special meaning for me. But this year in particular, I want to talk about it a little bit today while we're gathering up my guests. And I just want to talk about it. And I'm trying to pull myself together here. Benny, I don't know exactly how to frame this, but maybe you can help me. This is going into, okay, so February of 04 was my second month, like February 03, 04. Okay. That was my introduction to getting behind a microphone and sharing a message. And the message was crust busting. The show was crust busting your way to an awesome life. Crust, C-R-U-S-T. That's what held us back. Crust busting. And that was me. That was the show.
That was
that
you.
That was the deal.
You're welcome.
I needed a little bit of that, Benny. I needed that. Oh my God.
Got the quake too if you want it.
Oh, give me the quake.
Totally intense.
It feels like yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Amy and Monty are going to do my solar return. And I have them here. And my chart, like a astrology chart. And I used to get my return and stuff done like every year. And Amy and Monty are the most incredible people. And so what is the energy about? I had an appointment scheduled with them apparently on the 15th. And for some strange reason, I didn't get in my calendar. It just didn't get in the calendar. And so today happens to be the 21st. It's President's Day. And I'm still trying to figure out how we even got it to be President's Day, but it is President's Day today. And, you know, it's a great day. It's a wonderful day. It is that day, you know, it is just that day. But I don't want to talk about today so much except to say happy President's Day to everybody. What I'd like to chat with you all about is the energy that February 22nd, 2022, which is tomorrow, is bringing forward. And you can read about this in a lot of places. You can read about it over here on this paper or that paper. But what happens when you take a look at it from a numerology perspective? What happens when you look at on the paper 2/22/22? And the reason I wanted to talk about it today was that a lot of us have been feeling it. We've been feeling it in our bones in a lot of ways, really incredible. And I've been seeing it in our hosts and what they want to do and how they want to do it and things they want to change and how they want to change it. But it was interesting. I read this article by Erica Sloan. I'm going to give this over to Olivia. Maybe she can pop it up there. But I was reading this article by this Erica Sloan, and it's about numerology. And I was reading about it, and the headlines of this that's in Well and Good, that's like the online Well and Good magazine, wellandgood.com. Everybody, just check that place out, wellandgood.com. So many people, Benny, doing so many great things in the world. It's just so good. It's so good. And I was struck this weekend by a couple of things, but I got to talk about the energy a little bit. And whose phone's that? Is that my phone? And what I came to realize this weekend, that as I was working with Corrine, doing a bunch of things for her brand and what she's doing, law of attraction, traction. And I said, I got to take a break. And I turned on, I don't know why I thought of Stevie Nicks. I just thought of Stevie Nicks. I'm like sitting there. And all of a sudden, I just had this vision of Stevie Nicks. Now, who Stevie Nicks? Does everybody know who Stevie Nicks is? Raise your hand if you don't know who Stevie Nicks is. And I'll just give you a rundown. Stevie Nicks is an artist and a musician and a poet and a songwriter all herself. But she, you know, she and Christy McVie was part of Fleetwood Mac. And I came across, I don't know why, but I just looked her up, and I came across what's on TV right now, and not like channel TV, but like one of the streaming channels. Like, I think it's like, my friends say Tubi. I say Tubby. I like Tubby better than Tubi. I don't know what it is. T-U-B-I, whatever it is. And I'm not affiliated with any of these channels, folks. I'm just giving you information. But there it was. Stevie Nicks' 24-karat gold concert. And I sat in the energy of that. And let me tie it back into 2/22/22. We will deliver big energy for connections. Will deliver big energy for connections. Now, I watched this. It was so well done. And I'm watching her on stage, and she's singing songs in this. Benny, this is one of these things where if you watch this, she's singing songs that may not have ever made it to an album, right? So she's singing, how did she call it? You know, songs that were left in her journal, so to speak. But she tells these beautiful stories, backstories of how some of these songs were written. And she talked about her relationship with Prince. And there was something that she said in an interview that I just glommed onto. And of course, this is going to make Jessica and everybody cringe. When I post on social media, and I promise to get better at it because I do have a few things to say. Of course, Benny, of course, I would post the hashtag that was spelled wrong, right? I mean, that would be me. That would be like, okay, hashtag, and you don't spell it right. But one of the things I was struck by, especially around this, that I learned when I got behind a mic for the first time, there are no rivals. And she was having a conversation with Katy Perry. And Katy at the time was talking about sort of a rivalry with Taylor Swift, but that's like old news now. And Stevie has been known as the woman in the industry one of the longest running women in the industry that has taken other women artists under her wing. And might I say men, Harry Styles, men and women under her wings, but a lot of women. And she has helped a lot of women in what some people say is one of the most cutthroat, what do you want to call it, professions on the planet. I don't know if any of that's true, but she's having a conversation with Katy Perry. And she says, Katy asked her, who are your rivals? See, I love that question. I've been asked that question. And her answer was, I don't have any rivals. And that's my answer. I don't even know what that question means. And basically what Stevie said about it was so cool. It was, you're wasting your bleeping, can't say it, time and energy. If that's where you're putting your, if that's what you're doing and you're putting your energy on rivals, then you're going to be like in deep trouble. So Stevie Nicks, so many of you guys, you'll know Stevie Nicks. If you don't know Stevie Nicks, you got to Google Stevie Nicks, just like Stevie Nicks. And I was so profoundly touched by watching this 24 karat gold performance and concert by her. And it so reminded me of what I started to talk about. We've got a great show. Crystal's here. We're going to bring her on after the break. But we got such a great show for everybody here. Because when you look at the numerology of tomorrow, 2/22/22. So today is the day to get ready for 2/22/22. Today. Not like tomorrow. You got to get ready today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Like midnight, whenever that's going to happen, it's like there. So don't be thinking you're going to wake up. No, you have to get ready for this. Most of you have been ready for this. But there are so many ways to talk about this. I know one thing, and that's why Crystal's joining me here today. One thing for sure, angels and guides, they are all around us. It's a big energy, only if you want that energy to be big for you to do great things in the world. The United States of America has never gone through this, what is it, a Pluto return or something that like goes around like every 300 years. United States hasn't had any of that, like as a country. So this is the energy of this. And the energy of 2/22/22, that being my sister's birthday as well. Yeah. But this is the deal. And so when we come back, we're going to be talking about, let me show you, I got the book right here. This is so cool. I'm so glad Linda did this schedule, Crystal for us. Crystal Karma right joining us here today. Look at everybody. See that there? Angels and goddesses. Because when I think of 2/22/22, when I'm thinking about this, we're going to help y'all get ready today for what you will be receiving tomorrow. Some people say life-changing, transformative. Some people say it is the thing that will crack open your abundance faster than you can shake a stick. Some people say intuition, observation, relationships. Some people say learn how to raise your consciousness, learn how to communicate with those out there that can help you, angels, goddesses, and so much more. Today, when we come back, we're going to take a journey with Crystal. We're going to go through her fabulous book, fabulous book. I got this book just in time for tomorrow, by the way. But when we come back, are you ready to accept the miracles that have been planned for you for many lifetimes to come? Are you ready to do it? And are you ready to discover the magic and demystify what Crystal's bringing forward? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
There she is right there. I'm telling you, folks, this is it. I watched this yesterday, Stevie Nicks, on stage as if it was the first time I'd ever seen her. I became a Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac fan when I was in high school. I mean, I don't know what it was about her, but something about her. And so what is it that we can learn today to manifest our desires, angelic intelligence? You know, Crystal's joining us here today, and I want to tell you a little bit about this. And I've got the book. It's called Angels and Goddesses. There's a lot in this book and a lot we're going to talk about. And by the way, out there, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to chat with Crystal yourself, get some insight. 1-800-930-2819. Crystal, by the way, she's been working, well, look, metaphysics, teaching, more than 20 years, she is embedded in her life's path, whether it's radio or television. This is what she does. She gives us insight. She gives us tips. You know, whether it's healing, astrology, prosperity, it doesn't matter. This is what I'm talking about, Crystal, all right? It was so good to hear myself talk about what I was talking about. I never hear myself. But you know what I love about what I said, and this is where you're going to take it away right now, is there is an energy. And sometimes when that energy rises up, and we're talking about tomorrow, we're talking about you, and I'm talking about my sister. I got to tell you, my sister passed away. When she passed away, my sister was a master at relationships. And I don't want to take time today to talk about it, but I will tell you, at her funeral procession in Yonkers, my nieces got a small chapel. The waiting line to go to see my sister, right, and say goodbye, wrapped three city blocks in Yonkers. Wow. That's how loved she was. You are bringing to the forefront today in this book and the work you do and the messages. We have got to help others rise up and shift consciousness. What was it that you had to overcome? What obstacles, what challenges? What did you, Crystal, have to overcome to get on your life path, to be able to be this messenger, to write a fantastic book like this? I mean, you're talking about some stuff in here we're going to get to, but this is a book that talks about the body and the spirit, connects the dots. But what did you have to move beyond to get here today?
Okay. I think probably a lot of things. I mean, in terms of my short-sightedness about my own pathway or future, it took me a while to wake up to it. And yet life's obstacles, I know this sounds corny, but in my case, I had been exposed to medical metaphysical teachings. Medical is like the healing part, since the age of 8 and a half. And my mom, who was this erudite scientist and cosmic being, and an internationally renowned astrologer, taught me how to do charts when I was 12 and took me to my first formal teachers in topics of angels and mythology and metaphysics and so forth. So I had a lot of information from a very early age. And sometimes I really got into it. Like one of my first metaphysical teachers when I was 15 told me that to raise my vibration, I needed to write 100 positive affirmations a day. And she gave me this wonderful affirmation that was kind of long. And I was very obedient, although I did it in with irritation and with no knowledge of how to really make an interconnection. For a whole year, Patty, I wrote 100 positive affirmations a day. And I saw absolutely no change. So when a little bit later on, a friend came down with what looks like it was AIDS, I was on a different thing. I had gotten into college at a pretty early age, and I wanted to be a civil rights lawyer. I think the spirit of like service was there, but, and I'm a 22 number birthday, and that number is about, you know, to really, optimize the energy, service is important. And 'cause I was into, fighting for civil rights and stuff, but I wasn't really on my path, even though I found it all exciting. And so when I got into trying to be a channel for healing for this person, I started applying really deeply everything I could and studying more with the materials that I had on hand, which were wonderful. And this turned into a long adventure for me because I was really intensely writing to the angels, using scientific prayer, visualization and stuff. And the healing thing did not give an appearance of improving. It just like dragged on and on. In the meantime, I started feeling in a palpable manner the difference in my own energy, and all kinds of things just started flowing for me and like coming together, leading to teaching and sharing the principles and so forth. But literally, it was years of this intense personal discipline without a lot of results in the particular things that I was most wanting to work on. And there are two things I think happened with that. One was that I went deeper in my own ability to connect with infinite good, which is always all around us. In fact, the true world is a world of love. There is no illness in the world. In the true world, there is no death. There is no anger. There is nothing that hurts in the true world. And I know for some people that sounds probably really strange, but this actually, and I'm feeling the energy in my palms right now, this is proved out by whoever connects with these truths, mm-hmm. including me, I work now as a healer and have really amazing results. Like in two sessions, I've had people with adult epilepsy completely cured. I've got cases of lupus that have been cured in a very short time. I've had bones that have, including somebody's spine, a child that was going to be born deformed 6 weeks before it was born. Wow. I'm just saying this as like a brief mention, but this is, we can all access, all of us, because we've all got the circuits. And we're actually great healers, great manifestors. And so with my prayer activity, and I remember one of the things I most remember, and I've been thinking about the last few days, was like this, and I think of it with a sort of an irony, because I have made things a lot more difficult for myself probably than they had to be. And like during some of these times, it was like this anxiety about, you know, I have to get it right and I need to have the results. And, you know, I'm all by myself. That was one of the worst parts, this feeling of being all by myself to try to get the results of my spiritual practice and manifestation. And, So I think all of this was good, because even the instinct of fear is something that will mobilize us to focus, because we tend to be in our comfort zone with our primitive brains that just, you know, have us doing the same thing, the same little habit every day. Yeah. And so that it sometimes we need something that accelerates us or worries us a lot. But I confess that I've generated a lot more anxiety in a lot of situations in my own life than I actually needed to experience. And now I continue. I asked the angels after this healing did become confirmed and manifest, and was shown to me that was going to be, because I started seeing these series of numbers like 333, 666, 222, and so forth. And because there is this connection between the higher realm and the codes, the numeric codes. And so for me personally, those were some of the challenges that I went through. Today, I teach others to connect, make the kinds of interconnections that will allow the results to happen, also for people they attend. This is why I say it's something that we all have the codes for, but it's really great to know. And this is like one of the main things of the book, Angels and Goddesses, is that we're not alone. We have support, and we're getting it directly from the subtle realms, and we can access it. And when we do, we don't necessarily have to go through these kind of Tarzan out in the jungle kinds of experiences and wait for many years, yeah, like I did, to feel like we've got our powers connected.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about this, because, you know, part of talking about this, and Benny, I think I'm going to go ahead and skip this next break, if you don't mind. Part of talking about this is, you know, coming to a realization of that transcends time. And that's what I hear you say. You know, I'm kind of like you. And that's why listening to Stevie Nicks and some of this backstory she told in this 24 karat gold, it's called, it's concert. That she aired these songs that really never made it like to an album, so to speak. And when I hear her tell stories of how things developed for her, I'm struck by that and what you said, because if we are already have within us divine guidance, then we are the ones that block that divine guidance from ever reaching us in a way that can help us. And I think that's what you're saying, because in your book, you call them divine co-workers, no? Right?
Definitely.
Don't you call them? Let's talk about that for a minute, because I want to talk about angelic intelligence and how it is available to everyone. You must have people say to you, oh, that's like for you, Crystal. That's for you. That's maybe for Pat. That's like for somebody. But me, I'm not gifted like that. How many times have you heard that in your life?
Well, they actually don't say it to me directly. I've been very blessed. I have a community of Mexican empowered beings around me that join in my sessions, both group sessions and personal sessions. There are some gringos that come on board, but I think that in Mexico, there's this kind of sensitivity to magic and this kind of chaotic sort of charming way of living Catholicism that's not like really close to the dogma. It's more kind of, you know,
universal.
Yeah, right. Other stuff can come in, and in different degrees of religiosity or of individualism. And I get a lot of really, really positive feedback, and a lot of people who want to study the healing with me. I also teach a lot of other subjects and have a weekly empowerment group. I also have this, I'm starting this group in English. If anybody's interested and wants to go to my website and send, request more information.
Please give out your website for a minute, if you don't mind.
It's Crystal Pomeroy with a C. Oh, no, thank you very much, Patty. And
the book, how they can get the book.
Yeah, also on Amazon.com. And I have this wonderful agent and publicist, Deborah, who has gotten me this great interview, Deborah Jacobs. Deborah,
oh my
Jacobs.
God.
She, with her support, we're on the hot new releases list for angels and spirit guides on Amazon. And we were at the top of the list for a few days. And so you can find it there on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, too. Anyway, getting back to the thing about our powers being awakened, when it comes to the activity of healing and teaching that particular activity, I have been sort of slow in selecting people that I will actually take the time to teach this to, because what you were saying about service and the break, we were talking a little bit about that. The will to serve others, like a sincere, already developed, because we can all develop a serving, a loving, serving attitude, but people that already have this more developed of having this love of service and a natural inclination, kind of an impulse to help others, it makes it a lot easier to awaken your healing powers.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about this. In the book, you refer to something called vibrational science. And I want to talk about it for a moment. If there was ever a time that people could benefit from conversations with angels and goddesses, it's now. It's the time now. And I don't just say it because of 222. And I find it interesting how tomorrow, so many, like in my state of Washington, our governor came on last week and he's like, okay, we're going to just stop the mask. I mean, there are things that are happening leading up to this. But the one thing that I love about this is you help people tap into what you call finding your light network, L-I-G-H-T, and what that means. But more importantly, if we could learn some of the things that you teach in this book about natural spirits, I was going to say Eternals, but that's the movie, elementals, and, you know, using an understanding of how to communicate, how might this year change for us? And especially given the way you talk about him in the book.
Okay. Well, those are a lot of questions, a lot of
I love it.
Questions in one. I think a lot of people today are doing some sort of interconnection that's quite effective. That's why we're seeing this whole thing about numbers, different kinds of numbers, magical numbers appearing and so forth, that I don't necessarily catalog as, only certain numbers mean certain things. But there is definitely a link between what's going on in humanity, in our inner work, in our awareness, in our energy, and these higher levels of existence that are actually the true reality, the dimensions of love. And so it's like we're getting recodified through these different kinds of inner work. And when I say that, I think it's important to be really universal, because divinity does not restrict itself to only one particular practice. And so this could cover a lot of different things, and I'm sure you could enrich it with your own perception. Self-healing, healing our inner child stuff, the practice of forgiveness, positive prayer, meditation, visualization, nature reconnection. You mentioned this wonderful musician you've been talking about.
Phoenix.
So that's her. I mean, that's also a spiritual practice to create art from that deep voice within. And I'm sure those pieces that you were saying that never got produced, but that she made them, or they never got commercialized, she put that out there. So she was like fulfilling an energy function for humanity through that particular activity. So a lot of us are working in different ways. And the term light workers is kind of a general way of referring to these different processes of transmutation, where we take what we're given biologically and cerebrally, and then we go from there to have an experience with something beyond the physical level. And that's something also joins us to this higher community. And one of the things that we're breaking free of is this attachment to our physical senses that tell us, and I was going to tell you something that I found really amusing. It's kind of self-denigrating, but it was really, really funny because I have this wonderful niece who lives far away, and I haven't had that much contact with her, but you know, she sent me a message. She was feeling really bad. She had some physical malady and stuff. And so I said, would you like to give you a treatment? And she said, yeah. And I'm talking about these treatments, Patty, that are really powerful. I mean, this is not vanity, and we all have the power to give treatments like this. But so I give her this really powerful treatment, the kind of treatments that most of my consultants will say, oh, wow, you know, that was incredible. And now I can get up and walk free of pain, or I saw these lights and so forth. And she says to me, Aunt Crystal, what do you smoke? And there are some people that are not necessarily in this kind of process of connecting consciously connecting with their inner power and light. But so many of us are doing this, and so often don't have this experience that I was telling you about that I had, where there was this sense of like, you know, anguish and anxiety, and even sometimes desperation. You know, I need the results. I need to make this work. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to have to do it. And I know it's magical, but it's just taking so long. And I really need to get out of this situation. And then when we discover that we have this community that we can't see with our physical eyes, but they're so we don't think of this as being real, but they actually, there's this whole population on the subtle realm. Not all of them are that pleasant, by the way, or nice, but the ones that are so happy to support us in these processes. And it's really not that difficult to connect with them and get a jump start in our vibration and in the results we're having.
I want to take a short break, because when we come back, I want you to walk us through the book. I love the way you've laid it out. I could see what, and by the way, Deborah is amazing.
She
is. You know, I've known her, and Linda and her are best, you know. I mean, I was so excited to do this show with you today. When we come back, I want to walk through the book with everybody, because one of the things I loved is the way you've laid out the chapters. And I looked at this and I was immediately drawn to the archangel that several people have said is assigned to me. That's my language. That's, of course, my language.
Which one?
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll let everybody know. But the way you've done this is that it makes it relatable for every aspect of our lives. So people can go and take a look at chapter 5 if they're feeling brain fog, if they're feeling confused. And I love the way you did this. I almost, when I looked at it, I saw it in this wheel. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the book. And we're going to talk about how all of you, when you get the book, how you can use it. You know, for me, I looked at a couple of things and then I opened random pages. When we come back, I want to tell you more about Crystal, how you can work with her, all of the above. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, you played that song, Benny? You played that?
Yeah.
Did you know? Okay, I got to do it. First of all, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Crystal's joining me here. Crystal Pomeroy is joining me here. Angels and Goddesses is a book. We're going to make sure you know how to get a hold of Crystal, too. You can go to Crystal. Everybody can go to your website, because your website pretty much has ways to get the book, ways to download it, information about you. They can schedule time with you, whether it's going to be, you know, astrology or an empowerment group. I mean, you have so many things here. They can get that right through your website, right?
Right.
And then the book, by the way, yeah, really easy to do. All you need to do. Right. I'm going to hold it up here, but I think Olivia's got is showing images of it right there. All you need to do is to go to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, just Google it, and, you know, Angels and Goddesses, and you'll get it. Manifest your desires with angelic intelligence. See, that's the word, angelic intelligence. That's what we're going to talk about now. I wanted to take this last time just to walk people through the way you've set the book up, because I was thrilled to be able to open the book and have this journey through different cycles of one's life, whether it's abundance or healing. And it was so beautiful the way you did this. And before the break, I said that people have said to me, this is your archangel. Uriel is your archangel.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't even know who that is. Right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm like, who is that? Like, it's not Michael. It's not Gabriel. It's like, who? And then I started to look, but in your book, you don't just talk about the archangels. You've connected this particular archangel and all the rest with goddesses. And what a beautiful energy integration. When I started to read the chapter, tell us about the importance of that in the book.
Sure, my pleasure. It's really super. It's like the way you get excited about it is how I get excited about it too. When I look at the connections between, and you're saying how I laid out the book, and I would like to make one before going to into Uriel, you said how it seemed like a wheel to me, the way the book is.
I saw a wheel.
And that I think it's really important that you mentioned that, because what emerged to me as I was preparing the book were these series of divine archetypes. Archetypes that are reiterated in ancient traditions, but that also were coming through from a subtle plane, and they're coming through to all of us. And one of the archetypes, and I use it quite a bit in the book, is a mandala. And so the wheel that you're seeing is another kind of mandala. I laid it out as a rainbow, and a rainbow is also an archetype. But you saw a rainbow mandala virtually, and so that to me is like exciting. I'm even getting goosebumps when I think about it, because we all have this access to these energy forms, this subtle technology that is floating around near us in the invisible. And when we start working with these energies, they'll start coming through to and inspiring each of us to reach the connections and their understanding. And getting back to So I think that's really great. Besides the fact that you've got an 11 birthday number, which is 11 is highly intuitive, related to Neptune and to mysticism. And so with the energy of the goddesses, in the case of Uriel, Lakshmi has this really strong relationship. Like Uriel is related to gold and to red and to precious metals and to the fly. The complement, his divine complement, feminine side of the archangel, is named Grace, who also relates to gratitude. But how the riches flow to us through grace is really exemplified in the symbol of Lakshmi, who has is often depicted holding a pot from which gold coins manifest, and he has these elephants that are also pouring over her head. Next to her, she's flanked by elephants, and they're pouring over her head an outpouring of divine supply. And so that symbol is, I couldn't include everything in the book, you know, because they only could have a certain number of words. And you can see by the way I'm talking that I get really excited about these topics, and it's not that easy to make it reduced, but to synthesize into a much smaller version. And in the case of Lakshmi, the elephants are power animals, and so they come stamping in to the appearance of limitation. They come stamping into our limited mindsets and move the energy to connect us with this outpouring of riches that's coming spontaneously from source through the earth plane. Earth being Uriel, Uriel's name is rooted in the same root for earth and for all these different earth goddesses that relate to earth, and to the gypsy word for money, which was earth. And there's this connection with the earth realm, but it's not a connection that is pulling us down. It's a connection that's enlivening us through this red energy and vital energy. And it's enlivening us through our opening to the light that streams from the higher realms, our own light body, our radiant light body, and the radiant divine substance that manifests richly when we allow it to do so and precipitates into our world. And so the goddess connection, it really, for me, it fills out, and these are just to mention a few, because there are a lot of other goddesses that are involved with each archangel, but we need to simplify it. And it gives it a breadth and a depth that brings it alive in new ways, and is also connecting us with the forces. I love it. It's a truly magical goddess, a truly magical expression of the divine feminine, who will actually rewrite. And I've had visions, and so have people I've worked with, have visions of this divine hand like rewriting your life story in gold letters, or in red. Directly from this realm of magical power that it is designing for us the best and the highest connection to any kind of path that we may be on.
You know, it's interesting we're talking about this, because I want to just point out, I know we only have a few minutes left, but I want to point this out to people. When they go and read they're going to be able to read through the different chapters of the book. It's interesting. I opened this up and I was reading it. A number of years ago, I was hooked on the word opulence. I still am. So much so, I wrote an article called The O Factor. And it's part of the book I'm writing now.
Oh, great.
Because we cannot wrap our minds around opulence. It has become to mean a dirty word, and it's
That's
not.
True. That's very well said.
So it's very difficult. Anybody that's studying the law of attraction or attracting things or talking to angels, we will always compromise. This is me now, my opinion. We will compromise on anything short of using opulence in a frame of reference. And it's funny, I'm reading this, and I'll do a whole nother show on it and explain more to people. But you've got that right here. Opulence and productivity. And I was so thrilled to see it, because you know how many people don't want to use that word? And when I did the article and I did the show on it and I talked about it, people were like, no, that is like greed. And I'm like, no, the universe is opulent. I mean, there is so much in the universe, so many planets, so many stars, so many we don't even know. You can't even visualize what, and if that is not opulence in the energy of creation, and even when you think about the opulence of a tree growing, think about it, it grows from nothing. Some trees grow from an acorn. They bust out. And so I was so thrilled that you didn't shy away. Crystal, I can't thank you enough. I want to one more thing, just tell folks again how they can work with you, find out about this and get the book. And I'd love to know your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with today. Thank you so much for this.
Sure. Thank you so much. I'm really honored and enjoyed it. It's been really wonderful to connect with you. I have no idea that you're so delightful interesting and stimulating to exchange with. Crystal Pomeroy with a C and a Y, Crystal. Pomeroy.com, that's my website. My new book, Angels and Goddesses, has quite a bit of practical and mystical things that you can apply. It's not just a general vague description, it's suggestions to do this, connect in this way, visualize in such and such a way, and it will stimulate your own creativity also in new ways, because you are surrounded by a realm of light beings who you're continually interchanging with and are going to be activating your higher acuities as you do this more consciously in a more directed manner. Okay, I'm going to pick up on what you were just saying about opulence, Patty, because it's an expression of our divine good. And it reminds me of this contradiction when you talk about people rejecting opulence. It's like the idea of entitlement. People think it means that you think you're entitled in this kind of way, like I'm entitled to more than other people are. And so as light workers, we are supported to want to serve, we're supported to love, we're supported to sacrifice, but we're not supported to receive our portion of good, which is really important to spiritual empowerment. We were not made, it's like the false, I love this rather bizarre author named Stuart Swerdlow, who has in one of his books, he goes through what he calls the false Christ programs. And if you're a savior, people are going to kill you. That's like a false Christ program. Or if somebody helps you, you have to do them in. Because this is what happened to Jesus. And it's part of the false archetype of a light worker who's supposed to bear a cross, who's supposed to suffer. And that is really BS.
That's not it.
Because,
we'll have to do a whole show on biblical references.
Oh, that would be
as
great.
Catherine Ponder says.
Yeah, I love
an entire book series
in my bibliography
on the millionaire Moses and accompaniment. All of them were wealthy in land and what they owned. And it's such a myth about how we think suffering is the gateway to freedom. Thank you.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.